Yes. Thank you for the question. I integrated CI/CD pipelines, which often referred to as DevOps, into the environment. There are stages that I always use for this, for me to complete this. First is of course, the code stage, where I integrate tools like Checkmarx or Code Guru Reviewer to detect vulnerabilities and code smells early. Also under code stage, that's where I do the secret scanning. And I use tools like GitHub Advanced Security to prevent hard-coded credentials or secrets, and also GetLeaks or TruffleHug. These are the type of tools that I use. Secondly, I'll move to the build stage. This is where I do dependency scanning as well as build artifact signing. And the tools that I use for my dependency scanning will be OWASP's dependency check, Sneak, or even Twistlock to identify vulnerable libraries. And I go ahead and just to build the artifact signing to maintain the integrity and traceability. Next is the test stage. The test stage is where I do the DAST, that's the dynamic application security testing. And I use tools like OWASP ZAP or NetSparker to test the running application for vulnerabilities. And I do the unit testing, unit and integration tests for security features to ensure access control encryption and audit login for functioning, just to make sure they are functioning as expected. Next is the deploy stage. Then in deploy stage, this is where I do the infrastructure as a code, security scanning, and I use tools like AWS Config to scan a Terraform CloudFormation template for misconfigurations. And I move to the least privileged IAM roles, where I ensure that the pipeline uses scope roles via IAM policies, not overly permissive roles, just for least privilege. I move next to post-deployment and monitoring, where I do the runtime security monitoring. I'm using tools like GuardDuty, that's AWS GuardDuty, or AWS Security Hub, or even CloudTrail as well, and Config. To monitor drift and detect anomaly, any form of anomaly. And I also do compliance check, which I automate enforcement of CI, CSI, and or AWS well-architected standard using the AWS config rules and conformance packs. So these are the things that I've done that I'm still doing, and I think that that's it. That's how I would implement into security into the CI/CD pipeline.